USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the integrity of America's election on the line, Pennsylvania voters came out in support of Election Transparency Sunday. This voter tied the election to what a communist nation would do.
It seems like communism is spreading in America faster than the virus is, so it's kind of a play on words to stop this spread. We've seen a lot of other nations fall to the tyranny of communism, like Russia and China, other Southeast Asian countries, Central American countries, even Venezuela. We have to realize we cannot let that happen here in America, because our fall will be much worse than all the other countries. And as goes this nation, so goes the world.
Hurricane Iota is expected to bring potentially catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surge to Central America late Monday, early Tuesday. The Category 2 hurricane is expected to reach Category 4 by the time it hits the Nicaragua-Honduras area. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.